to California in 56 minutes. 56 minutes. They ain't playing, man. They planning, man. They planning. While you playing, they planning. That's why Muslims getting their butt kicked all over the world, because we ain't doing no serious business thinking and planning, man. Because you know why? You busy running home to go watch TV. Poor brother Abdul Aleem asked every prayer, "Brothers, please come help us to give da'wah." "Oh, brother, I'm too busy." "What you busy doing?" "Come, brother, let's give da'wah. Let's invite the people to the Deen of Islam." "Oh, I'm too busy." "Busy? Doing what? Show me what you're doing, brother. Show me. Show me what you're doing. Show me what you do every day. You can't come to the masjid and make some kind of commitment. Show me what you're doing. Show me. I dare you to show me what you're doing. I'll show you what I'm doing." It's ridiculous. I can't get work. I come to masjid like this with two arms and a bag full of work to do. I don't come to play. And I can't get to all of it because I don't have the kind of help that I need. Thank Allah for the security. If it wasn't for Ali, Mustafa, and Brother Sabir, and Abdul Sabah, and all these other brothers, Ibrahim, I have a problem. Do you know how many cases we have every day? Every day we have a case. Every day, 2, 3, 4 cases. I can't handle it all. So I said, "Ali, come on, you got to do it, man. I need help." He's begging brothers to come for security, but you know what? Running away. You're too busy. Got a brother beat up the other day. Beat up. Got scars all over his face. Knocked his teeth out. Why? He had a jalabi on, had a kufi on, had a Quran, took the Quran, tore the Quran up. We need all the brothers to get busy. Now, I'm saying, after Brother Ali investigates, I'm talking about taking 200-300 brothers over there and find out what's the problem. How come seven people got to jump on a Muslim brother? We want to know what's the problem. But when I ask you to come, you going to come with me? Or are you too busy? Everybody need to make some more commitment. And you know what? Grab hold of this leisure time before there come a time. Like me, you don't have time for nothing. You won't even have time for yourself. You're going to get so busy. And then he says, "Hayataka kabla nautik." You better grab your life, man, before your death comes. Take advantage. You got one life to live in this dunya. One life. That's it. And you know what? It can come anytime. Last week, man, you know, they said he's a good man. He, every day, go to work and go home. Spend time with his family. Go to work, come home. He was going to get his paycheck. He got caught in a crossfire. Somebody trying to rob a truck. Brinks truck or something like that. Armored truck. Payroll. He caught in the wrong place. Wrong time. Boom! Bang! Dead! Gone! Right there, man. He wasn't doing anything. He wasn't robbing a bank. He was going to cash his check. And guess what? You know what? You can walk right out and Masjid Taqwa. Because we're right in the city. And somebody can blow you away. Even not after you. Yeah, you're going to die. How many ways can you die? Let me count the ways. How many ways we can die? How many? So many. You know what? And aren't we fortunate Allah gave us another day? You better grab hold to your life before you lose it. And you say, "Oh Allah, please, one more day. If I can have one more day, I'll give some sadaqah. Let me find out what I can give. What can I give? What can I do? Imam, you want me to come to the masjid? I'll come tomorrow. Please, Allah, give me another day. Give me another year. Give me another 10 years. I'll do better." You got to grab it now. Golden opportunity. One life to live in this world. And then it's finished. Either you be in Jannah, alhamdulillah, or auzubillah, you be in hell. And you can't do nothing in hell. But say, "Oh, I'm full of regret. Oh, you know what? The Imam told me on that day I should get myself together and I ought to do something for Allah before it's too late. But now it's too late. I can't do nothing now. It's too late. It's over." And when is that day? Tomorrow. It's next week. It's next year. You don't know. You don't know. That's the magnificent thing about it. You don't know. 3 weeks ago, one of our good brothers died. 2 weeks before he died, I was speaking to him. He said, Imam Siraj, look, give me your number. I got to get with you. We got to do some things together. 2 weeks later, he was dead. He wasn't expecting to die. And you know what? At his funeral, I called the Imam. What time the funeral? Imam, the funeral is going to be 10 o'clock, but I want the people to come 9 o'clock. You know why? We have to collect money to pay for his funeral. Had no money left behind. What you planning, brother? What you planning? Day to day, week to week? What's your plan? Or did you forget about meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We got money put down on a house we want to buy. Fine, want to buy a house. Fine. How many of you have money on a down payment for your home in the graveyard? How many have a down payment for your home in the graveyard? You may not get to the mansion, but you will get to the graveyard. You may not make that co-op that you're looking for, brother. You may never get there, but you will get to the hellfire or get to the graveyard and pray to Allah, never go to the hellfire. So you're going to go to your home in the grave. Where will it be? In Jersey? Will it be in Staten Island? Will in Evergreen? Where will your home be soon, brother? How much down payment did you pay? Or don't you care? Or my wife, she'll take care of that. My husband take care of it. The master to take care of it. But meanwhile, you saving money to buy yourself a home. I suggest you save money to buy a home in the earth when Allah take us back. I say, brothers and sisters, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بادروا بالأعمال الصالحات. Run! Hurry up to do good. Run! Don't delay to do good deeds. Now, do it now. والحمد لله رب العالمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى صحبه أجمعين. أما بعد. My dear brothers and sisters, I told you that I want all of you and me to do something within the next 48 hours. And what is it? I want to remind you that we live in a Kafir country. America is a Kafir country. They don't do things according to Al-Islam. But as a Muslim, we follow Quran and Sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, I want to remind you, brothers and sisters, that we're going to die. Everybody here this afternoon agree we're going to die. Prophet Muhammad said, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, badiru bil a'mali salihah, rush to do good works. Do you know, I want everyone here within 48 hours to write their will. Yeah, you will. In Arabic called wasiyya. Wasiyya, you will. I have such and such property. I have a home. I have a car. I have money. If I die, I want my wife to have this, my mother to have this, my father to have this, my children to have that. It's a will. Why do I want you to do it in 48 hours? Number one, brothers and sisters, in this country, if you die without a will, it's called intestate. You die intestate without a will. Your state in which you live, the state, the government, will determine where your money is going to go. And they will divide up your property according to the law of that state. For those of you who live in New York, you die without a will, they take hold of your property and they will divide it up according to their law of their state. If you have no legal heirs, they will take it and give it to the state. What a shame Muslims die with no legal heirs to inherit their wealth and the state takes it over. Why 48 hours?
Because qala Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this hadith in Bukhari, volume number 4. Hadith number 1. Narrated Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma. Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, it is not permissible for any Muslim who has something to will to stay for 2 nights without having his last will and testament written and kept ready with him. It's not permissible. It's not permissible. See, you don't write a will. You know why? You know why you don't write your will now? You say, oh, I'll be here. I have time. I'll do it next week. I'll do it next year. You don't have next week. You don't have next year. You don't have it. That's how you have to think. I don't have it. So what I want you to do, inshallah, tonight, after this khutbah, start now. Tonight and tomorrow. What are my assets? Write them down. I have $1 in the bank. Okay, something. I have the clothes on my back. I have a car. I have a home. I have a business. I have property. Who gets it when you die? Don't you care? As a Muslim, you must. You have a right to give away 1/3 of your property to whomever you want to. But the rest must be divided according to the fara'id, law of inheritance, that's found in the Quran. Mom gets a certain amount if she's Muslim. Dad, if he's Muslim, gets a certain amount. My children, if they're Muslim, inherit from me a certain amount. Tomorrow, inshallah, before Salatul Isha, Brother Ansar Abdul Karim will be here with some forms for those who want to help you to make your will. I'm going to help you to make your will, inshallah. Now, you know, brothers and sisters, some of you may have some things that's good for the Muslim Ummah. Some of you have books that would be good for the Ummah. You can take and say, I will such and such books to the masjid or to the Muslim Ummah. Yeah. And this is how, believe it or not, many Christian and Jewish communities became enriched, because the people that died gave some endowment to the community so the community continued to grow and prosper. Some give property, yeah, as endowment so their community can grow. So why be selfish and you're going to die? So you got all that money buried, right? And then when Allah takes you and you didn't write a will, it's no longer yours. It don't belong to you anymore. You blew it. You can't, I'm going to give it away. You can't give it away. It's too late. Spend before the day come when there's no more spending. Spend before there's no bargain. See? So what I want you to do, I want you tonight, tomorrow, to write your will. Yeah. Write your will. Everybody. And guess what? When I see you, did you write your will yet? Ask Brother Siraj, did you write your will? Yes, I did. Yeah, I wrote it. Got my witnesses here. Even if you're going to revise it next week, write it now. You know why? Because you're serious now. You know that you're going to die. And then I want you to start looking around for your next home in the grave and make a down payment on your next home in the grave. Yeah. Shows how serious you are. I say, oh, I realize I better start thinking about death. Yeah. Start thinking about death, because that's where we're going. See, if you think about death, then we be careful how we live this life here. That's the thing. And brother and sister, all things that we want to go, inshallah, we want to do, we want to go to Jannah. So tonight, today, inshallah, this khutbah, I want to encourage you to grab hold to the 5 things before 5. Now you brothers and sisters who are young or younger than you're going to be tomorrow, take advantage of it today. Stop wasting time. Spend some time, voluntary time for the community. Spend time with your families. Spend time studying. Spend time with the brotherhood. Good wholesome brotherhood. Spend good time and stop wasting time. Those who are healthy, take advantage of it now. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, brothers and sisters, I'm asking you, before you leave, Every week I say, I beg you, please put something in the charity box. Put something for sadaqah. Put something for the maintenance of the masjid. Allah blessed me. Alhamdulillah, you know, I go all around the country. And everywhere I go, Allah blessed me to make a donation for the masjid. Even if I gave some money that will pay for one brick in a masjid, I said, oh, alhamdulillah, I paid my money for that brick. That's all I had. Yet I spent that money for a brick. Part of that is mine. Yeah. Or if I can buy a book for the masjid. Think of it. If I can buy a set of Bukhari hadith for the masjid, and I put that hadith and I donate it to the masjid, every time somebody come and they pick up Bukhari hadith, they start reading it. Brother Siraj can be dead in the grave, but he's going to get some credit because he bought it. So I intend I'm going to buy me a couple of volumes of Bukhari hadith, Muslim hadith, buy some Quran, buy some books for the masjid, and then everybody can benefit from it. Even when we're dead, we can benefit from it. So you got to think like that. Think about tomorrow. What we're going to leave for tomorrow. Huh? Yes. Think about what we're going to leave for tomorrow. Do it now. Guess what? You still got a chance. You know why? We're still breathing. And when we do salam, you make salat and say, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Think, we may never see each other again. So say, when I go out and Brother Bilal holds up the bucket, I would not walk out today without putting something in it. Put something in it. A regular charity, even if you said, look, Imam, I can't afford but a nickel a week. I want you, everybody, to put something in that bucket. Yeah. The Prophet said, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, save yourself even with a half a date. If he says a half a date, I'm saying you could put a nickel in there. And you know what? It may be your last act. And Allah may look at it and said, I forgive my servant for his intention to give something in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah help us, brothers and sisters. I seek refuge with Allah from the weakness of ourselves. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us our sins that we have committed. Oh Allah, have mercy upon us, your servants who try. Oh Allah, open up our hearts of charity. Make us to give for your pleasure and your love. Oh Allah, make us not to waste time. Make us to study. Make us to learn and make us to teach. Make us to memorize Al-Quran and teach Al-Quran and help others, inshallah. Oh Allah, help us and guide us to Surat Al-Mustaqeen. Oh Allah, give us a good, useful life and make us to work for your cause. Oh Allah, help us to draw our families together. Oh Allah, help us to give in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Help us and guide us. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وعلى أزواج محمد وعلى ذريات محمد وسلم تسليما كثيرا ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أطعنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين والحمد لله رب العالمين